Well, Volvo is the latest car maker that's ditching plans to have an all-electric fleet by 2030. Last week, we reported that Ford and General Motors have also walked away from their EV goals. So automakers have been paying lip service to EV goals, but then leaving themselves room gradually to withdraw from that. So if you've been paying attention, we've been seeing this kind of curve where automakers made all kinds of lofty promises about electric vehicles when Joe Biden took office. And then the Biden administration promised that it would build out charging stations. And now that's all kind of petering out because it never was a well thought out plan to begin with. We have brought you that data from Michael Schellenberger, from Bjorn Lundberg, other serious environmental researchers who aren't just trying to throw around green ideas that sound good, but actually the math doesn't work out. What Volvo is saying now is that instead of going all electric by 2030, they're going to aim to turn 90 to 100% of its global sales to electrified vehicles, which also includes plug-in hybrids. So they're saying it won't be all electric. They're going to have some with some electric component, such as these plug-in vehicles, they say, because of a growing consumer demand. Well, we've covered that, how much consumers really want all electric vehicles. Now, hybrids are actually, though, gaining ground. Ford said the same thing when they announced that they would scale back their EV production. And actually, hybrids perform better on the road. Recall this report that we showed you, when was this? In 2023 from Consumer Reports. They found that EVs from 2021 through 2023 model years encountered 80% more problems than vehicles propelled by internal combustion. So EVs have a lot of problems and we don't all know how to fix them and you can't always find a mechanic to fix them. Interesting to note though, see the green there that hybrids, and the difference between hybrids and plug-in hybrids. Now Volvo said they like these plug-in hybrids, but they actually seem to do worse than hybrids that have no plug-in component. So it seems that plug-in hybrids are kind of the worst of both worlds, whereas hybrids that don't have a plug-in component are the best of both worlds because you maximize your vehicle's gas mileage with an electric component that you don't then have to stop and charge. So Volvo's saying, though, they're still bullish on the plug-in hybrids for whatever reason. So maybe they have some improvement that we haven't seen since that report. Who knows? They say that EVs accounted for 20% of their sales in the second quarter of 2024. But another problem is where these are made. And we've been over this many times, that the U.S. does not mine the components that go into EV batteries. We have them. We are resource rich in the United States, but environmentalists keep suing to stop the mining. So these environmentalists are fine with mining, let's say, cobalt in the Congo, where people get buried alive, kids get cancer, and women have stillbirths. But they don't want the U.S. to do it safely with OSHA regulations because they're ignorant assholes. So where would Volvo even get these batteries? Not in the United States. And in fact, we saw in 2022, Jeep closed a plant in Illinois that made gas-powered cars in order to comply with the Biden administration's EV mandates. Jeep closed this factory and had to lay off 1,350 workers and move that plant to Mexico in order to make EVs that nobody wants. How would you feel if you were one of those people who were laid off to make cars that are not better for the environment? And nobody wants. That would feel pretty terrible, wouldn't it? You probably would not be very happy with the Biden administration. Now, even if we didn't have tariffs with China messing up this whole production line, which we do, how the heck would we charge these EVs? Here's a reminder that if a city runs on coal power, EVs are charged with coal, and that's not better. If a city has fossil fuel-powered energy plants, that's how those EVs are going to be charged, so fossil fuels will still be consumed. The only towns that have clean EV stations are those that run on nuclear power, and those are few and far between in the U.S., and especially in California, since Gavin Newsom decided to shut them down, because he also is an ignorant asshole, too. But still, the Biden administration is still full steam ahead on EV mandates because new EPA rules require that 56% of all new cars on the road be EVs by 2032. So then what happens if automakers won't make them but the law stays in place. We will find out. I mean, you got to think that Trump would void those rules if he takes office, but we don't know, and that's not a sure thing. And also, the Biden administration has not done their job of building out the charging stations for these EVs that they want so badly. The infrastructure bill included $7.5 billion to build 500,000 public charging stations for EVs across the country, but this is how many they've actually built. A whole eight with $7.5 billion, which Philip did the math last week and pointed out that that's about $1 billion of taxpayer dollars.
Per charging station.
Per charging station.
Yeah. I mean, as Dean SNJ in the chat points out, Ford is losing $44,000 per EV.
Yes. Yeah. We talked about how they're going to write that down on their budget this year. Now, in 2023, The Guardian was warning about this. They published this research from the Climate and Community Project from the University of California, Davis. It points out a lot of things that people who don't worship the nonsensical green agenda altar have been saying for a long time. EVs are a brand new problem. Here's how they lay it out. That the U.S. transition to EVs could require three times as much lithium that's currently produced in the entire global market, causing needless water shortages, indigenous land grabs, and ecosystem destruction inside and outside its borders. It's warning that the U.S. dependent on cars in towns and cities falls drastically. The transition to lithium battery powered vehicles by 2050 will deepen global environmental and social inequities linked to mining and may even jeopardize this BS global climate target, which we've talked about. And I can give you that math another time. So what are we going to do about it if the states outlaw gas cars, which they may want to do? Well, here's what The Guardian says we do is we walk. They're saying ambitious policies investing in mass transit and walkable towns and cities and robust battery recycling would slash the amount of extra lithium required in 2050 by 90%.
Well, this is exactly what they want, of course, because they want these 15-minute cities.
Right. Every time I put something up here like this, Clayton says, this is what they want.
Yes, this is what the globalists want. Go ahead.
Have you ever been to Dallas, where like just driving through town, everything is like six lanes, three going one way, three going the other? Like, where is the walkability? Like, they're not just talking about like, I mean, that's nonsensical because you're not just talking about like the infrastructure around the EVs. You're going to have to rip up all the roads. You're going to have to redesign your cities. Like, what are you going to do? Or are we just going to be like, all right, Dallas, sorry. Walk back.
That's what they want. Well, they do want that. They want a restructuring of these cities. They want these new sort of testbed cities where you're going to have, you know, the sort of Jeff Bezos city, the Bill Gates city. Can you imagine living in Bill Gates city? Yeah, where you won't drive. You will walk everywhere. You'll ride your bike. It'll be a 15-minute city. Everything will be controlled and monitored.
You'll wear a potato sack.
Yeah, you won't have clothes. You won't have clothes. Okay. You'll wear, yeah. And that's exactly what they want. They want you to walk. They don't want you to commute. And they don't want you to commute to offices. And this is exactly what a lot of big investors are now doing with their office spaces. They're closing them down. They're moving them remotely.
Right. But again, that's not what we signed up for. When we signed up for EVs, we wanted to switch to EVs that we can drive. Not EVs that we cannot drive and then we have to walk, proving even further that it was a scam all along. And anyone who was studying knew that.
The EVs that you could drive when it gets freezing outside and the batteries will work, like that type of EV?
I suppose. Go ahead,
Dan. Really Now over on X said, no offense, but 40% of Americans could probably use the walking. So.
Well.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah.
That's a whole other ball of wax. Yeah, right.
But it's nice to have the choice.
Yeah. Clayton walks our daughter to school every morning, and she is a beast about it. She hates it.
Yeah. Her birthday is coming up on September 12th, and she said, can we take the car on my birthday?
I was like,
my legs are so tired. And I'm like, there's no laziness in the Morris family. Get your ass out the door. Let's go. My legs are so tired. I'm like, you just woke up. How are your legs tired?
Yeah. It's the baby of the family.
She would love a 15-minute city.
I suppose.
Move her to a 15-minute city.
That's probably the kind more of like people you're going to have to live with is yeah, babies.
She wants a 5-minute city.
Right.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, let us know what you think of that.